Greetings of love, peace, health, happiness, and prosperity. This is Dr. Akilah L., also known as Dr. Akilah, and I'm here to promote my baby, my pride and joy, my heart, my all in all, my soft cover book titled Fibroid Shrinking Recipes. Now, I almost said my new book, but we all know it's not new. It's been on the market for the last 2 years as a premium item. This soft cover book was only available last year to individuals who purchased our platinum package on our video series, our fibroid shrinking video series. And I'm doing this recording to tell you the details about the book so you too can see how awesome it is. It is a premium item that is the best on the market, hence why I only made it available as a premium item to those who purchased the platinum package. But what happened was, when the women purchased the platinum package and they would get the book in the mail, they would share it with their sisters or their mothers or their best friends, and their friends or family members will say, "Oh girl, let me take this home and run some copies off and I'll give it back to you." And the next thing you know, they never saw the book again. And so they would call the office or send us an email asking to buy another version, buy another book. And because it's offered as a package, we could not provide them another book, which was leaving them less than happy with that answer, and rightfully so. I mean, it's not their fault that the book was so good that when they sincerely loaned it to their friends and family with the intentions of receiving it back, that they never got it back because it was so good that they was like, "Okay, you can have it. I'll go buy another one." So after careful thought and consideration, I decided to not only allow them to buy another book, but I decided to go ahead and release it to the public. And I decided to do that last year by revising a couple of the pages and improving upon the book and then releasing it. I think I released the book back in March. Let me tell you why this book is standalone, phenomenal, and no one else can touch it. Now, I'm doing an audio right now. Be prepared for the video presentation of this book. However, it's easy, much, much easier and faster for me to do an audio version explaining the book before I can actually do the video. So let's begin. Let me tell you why my book is the best and why it is high quality and standalone exceptional. When you get this book, like everybody else who's gotten the book, you will be pleasantly surprised and pleased. First of all, my book is big. It's 8 by 11. Now, most of your cookbooks and recipe books are smaller. They're usually like 3 by 6. Or if they have that rectangular shape, it's 4 by 7. Okay? And they have this the glue binder, which makes it hard to keep open. You have to use either a cup or a jar or a hardcover book to keep it open in order to view the recipes. Now, because my book is bigger, it has a coil binder, meaning that when you open up the page, it stays open on its own. All you have to do is sit it upright and it will stand there by itself. You don't need any other book or jar or brick to keep the book open. It stays open all by itself. Another wonderful thing about the book, not only that it's big as well as has a coil binder, but it's all in color. Every page is a color page. From front to back is a colorful page. Okay? the titles in color, and of course, all of the pictures are in color, and the pictures are in a good size so that you can get an understanding of what your finished product should look like. Okay, so all of the color, all of the pictures are in color, all of the titles in color, the book is all in color. All right, it is a wonderful book that you will thoroughly enjoy looking at because it's pretty. It's nice to look inside and outside of the book. However, I just don't have things that just look pretty. It does have some wonderful educational content. The reason why my book stands alone from anybody else's recipe book is this. As a naturopathic doctor and one of the fibroid shrinking experts, one of the leading fibroid shrinking experts in the world, I have included my knowledge of the nutritional basis of fibroid shrinking, of lowering your estrogen levels in this book. So I give you information on don't pay attention to the word cage free, why you should look for organic when it comes to chicken and eggs. I teach you about the harmful effects of microwaves. I also educate you on what to look for when it comes to fish. I mean, I really go into details of educating you about things you need to look for when you are purchasing or shopping for your food items. I also tell you why veganism was not the cure-all for fibroids. Because as you all know, I had fibroids twice. The first time I had them was in 1991. And the reason why they went away was because of the cancer I had at the time. And we killed the cancer. And in the process of killing the cancer, the fibroids went away by default. So we didn't really concentrate on the fibroids because what Valerie did with me in killing the cancer automatically killed and shrink the fibroids away. But the second time I got fibroids, I was a vegan. I sure was. I was a vegan. 1996. So I'm thinking to myself, wait, I'm a vegan. Why do I have fibroids? I explain why as a vegan I had fibroids and how veganism does not keep you immune from fibroids. You can read about that in the introduction. I go into great details about that. So this is not only a recipe book, but it's also an educational book. But wait, there's more. This book is broken up into several eating categories, such as breakfast, lunch, dinner, soups, salads, snacks, desserts, sauces, condiments, smoothies, and juices. Now, of course, I know that the last four are not food items. They're not eating items, but they are something you will include in your meals, okay? Now, breakfast, lunch, dinner, soups, and salads. Let me tell you what's so special about those categories. In each one of those sections, I have recipes that are in poultry, seafood, vegetarian, and vegan. So for those of you who want a lunch special and you eat chicken, well, not only do you understand what type of chicken you need to go buy, but I give you nice poultry, chicken, and turkey type recipes. Say, for instance, you're a pescatarian. Pescatarians are those who want to eat fish. Well, guess what? I got a seafood section for you. But everybody can start to dibble and dabble into the vegetarian and vegan section of the book. And I do have an ulterior motive when I created this book. I made sure I included some delicious vegetarian and vegan recipes in this book in each section. So those of you who like to eat chicken and turkey, you would wander into the vegetarian section of the book, or you will wander into the vegan section of the book and you go, hey, that look delicious. Let's see that vegetarian quesadilla. And if you go ahead and prepare that dish, eat it and see how delicious it is, you're more likely to come on over to the side of plant-based foods. Now, As I say in my book, I'll say it right here in this recording. I'm not trying to turn any of you vegetarian, and I'm definitely not trying to turn any of you vegan, okay? I am a different person when it comes to my eating lifestyle. I am doing it for health reasons only. So I am not an overbearing person who's going to force you and guilt you and make you angry to eat the way I'm eating. That's controlling, and I don't believe in controlling people and making them do what they don't want to do. I want to educate you and influence you to at least have a 70%. A 70%, that is not much, folks. A 70% plant-based diet. Not 100, not 99, 70% plant-based diet. And by including delicious recipes in the vegan and vegetarian section of my recipe book, I believe that I can get you to give them a go. Like, really prepare these dishes, see how wonderful they are, and you will notice that you will start focusing more on those sections than your poultry and your seafood sections within the book, okay? But just in case you are, if you eat poultry and you just, you know, you've been doing the vegan and the vegetarian all the week long and you just have a taste for some chicken, I got the recipe for you. And all of these recipes are created to lower your estrogen levels, okay? Less estrogen, the fibroids will shrink. When you're estrogen dominant, the fibroids will thrive and grow. And that's how I created these recipes. Now, I must give thanks where thanks is due because I am not the sole creator of this book. What I have done was reached out to not all of my clients. I reached out to a good handful. I think I reached out to 60% of my clientele worldwide, folks, worldwide. I said, hey, folks, I did this about 4 or 5 years ago. I said, hey, ladies, I'm going to create a fibroid recipe cookbook and I need your help because I don't eat chicken. I don't eat fish. So I need you all to submit to me your best recipes. Let me look at them and we all post them up on a Facebook page, and the ones that receive the most likes will be included in the book. But I even took it a step further. All of the recipes that received the most likes in poultry and in the seafood section, as well as some vegetarian section, because the vegetarian section has eggs in it and goat cheese and sheep cheese. So those were also recipes I could not eat. I'm a herbivore. I'm a plant-based diet, so I don't eat those items. So therefore, once we got the most likes, what we did was we asked everyone in our Facebook group to pick one of each category and cook it and give us their opinion. If they would alter it, if they would add something, if they would subtract something from the recipe. And I mean, the response was overwhelming. It was so good to get the opinions and the expertise from women worldwide on various recipes dealing with chicken, turkey, fish, and vegetarian, dealing with the eggs and the goat and sheep cheese, okay? Because I had the vegan, all of the vegan recipes came from me. But the other recipes were contributed by my clientele. And I love these ladies so much with all my heart. They all received the book for free for their contribution. And I want to let you know that these recipes have been applauded by those who purchased the book. Okay, now I'm not finished telling you the highlights of the book, okay? Because I told you that it has different recipes in the eating categories, but let me tell you what else this book has. It has sections in the back that you can take notes. So let's say, for instance, you decided you wanted to add an ingredient to one of the recipes. Well, I saved a section of pages in the back of this book for you to add those alterations or notes in reference to the ingredients that you added or subtracted in the back of the book. That way you don't have to put any kind of crazy lined paper in this beautiful book and ugly it all up. You can just go to the back of the book. You have to get a pen. I don't give you a pen with the book. You have to get your own writing utensil, and you can go to the back of the book and you can make notes about a particular recipe. You just put the page number with the recipes on, and then you just make the notations in the back of the book, and voila, you are done. Okay. Now, also, these recipes are quick, so you don't have to worry about spending 45 minutes. I don't even think there's a recipe in here that's 30 minutes, I don't believe. I think all of the recipes are under 30 minutes, okay? So you don't have to worry about spending 30, 40, an hour in the kitchen preparing these meals. I did it on purpose. First of all, I'm too busy to be all up in the kitchen all day long, but I made sure that these recipes were straight and to the point and not a whole long list of ingredients. Don't you hate that, ladies? You get a nice looking recipe and it calls for 25 different ingredients. Oh, good Lord. No, not in my book, honey. Not in my book. My book goes straight to the point and like you need this. Let me tell you something. One of my favorite desserts in this book is called Yum Yum Chips. Oh my God. I'm just thinking about it. I'm salivating as I'm thinking about it right now. Guess how many ingredients Yum Yum Chips have? You ready? Two. That's right. I did say that. Two ingredients. It requires a carob sauce and GMO-free, non-GMO project-free chips. And I'm going to tell you something. They are addicting. Now, of course, I got kale chip recipes in here because, you know, I love kale chips. And I took in consideration that everybody don't have a dehydrator. So the recipes to these kale chips requires an oven, okay? Because I know everybody doesn't have a dehydrator, and this book is not for those of us in the United States and Canada. It's for those who are in Europe, those who are in Africa, those who are in South America, those who are in Australia. I made sure Asia. Sorry, I wasn't gonna leave y'all out. My Asian brothers and sisters over there, how y'all doing? I made sure that it was going to be convenient for traditional cooking equipment worldwide so that everybody can use this book. Now, here's the last thing I want to say about this book. Many of you are probably asking, well, Dr. Keela, why not turn this book into an ebook? Let me tell you why I will not turn this book into an ebook. I will have another fibroid shrinking recipe ebook. I will have one, but it's not even going to be nowhere near this soft cover book. You see, ladies, I want you to share my book with your female friends and family members. I want you all to have the book in your hand and flip through the pages. These beautiful, colorful pages, and look at the recipes you want to try to make together. I want you to bond over a tangible object that you have in your hand, not on your phone, not on your tablet, not on your iPad, and definitely not on your computer or laptop. I want you to have a book that can be handed down from generation to generation to generation, okay? Because not only will this book help in shrinking your fibroids, but these recipes are great for those who are suffering from diabetes, from high blood pressure, from high cholesterol. I mean, this is the reason why the women who purchased the premium packages, or shall I say the platinum package, and got the premium item, and their loved ones took their book and refused to give it back, This is the reason why these women who took my client's book, they didn't have fibroids. Many of them had high blood pressure, and they noticed that the recipes that they were using was lowering their blood pressure down, and they didn't have to sacrifice the taste of food in order to do that. They didn't have to. They can have yummy, delicious, healthy food that were lowering their blood sugar, that was lowering their blood pressure as well, that was making them feel energized, that was giving a little pep in their step. They started to notice difference in their eyes and in their hair and in their skin. And they was like, we ain't giving you this book, man. You better go buy another one. And that's when I realized I had a problem, because we were only offering this book as a premium item in a package. And when it was just an overwhelming demand to have the book on sale by itself, I decided to make that happen. And voila, here it is. And this is the reason why you'll see that this book is by none the best on the market as it is. You know, saying it is wonderful. 72 pages, all color. All of the pictures are in color. Quick to the point, delicious. I mean, scrumptious recipes. Poultry, seafood, vegetarian, and vegan categories are covered in breakfast, lunch, dinner, soup, salads, snacks, desserts. Now, the sauces, let me tell you about the sauces really quick. Those of you who love ketchup, I want you to stop buying ketchup off of the shelves, because they are laden with high fructose corn syrup, which will make you fat. Okay, we all know that. They are piled up with sugar and other chemicals. Natural flavor is a chemical. It's nothing natural about the ingredients, natural flavor. This was a concern for me, folks, so I decided to teach you how to make your own ketchup, your own mayonnaise. I got the vegan recipe. I got the vegan version versus those who eat eggs, how to make their mayonnaise. All right. I got honey mustard. I teach you how to make certain dipping sauces. I really cover the bases for everything you will need when it comes to your dishes. All right. And of course, we all know that I have a host of recipes for smoothies and juices. So when I say my book covers it all, my book covers it all, okay? It's basically your one-stop shop when it comes to recipes for fibroid shrinkage. So I am so happy to put this on the market, and I am really, really excited for you all to take advantage of this beautiful book. When I say it's beautiful, the cover, it's all done professionally, by the way. This book is printed by a publishing company, and it is beautifully done. And I think for a limited time only, those who order the book now will receive bookmarkers, as well as I think a herbal guide of the top 10 or 12 herbs and their functions to keep in the kitchen. So that's those two items are going to be included for a limited time now, only for a limited time, because we have a whole box load of these things and we're going to give them away until they're all gone. And once they're gone, we're not going to be able to provide them again. So we're going to offer this while supplies last. Last but not least, I want to talk about the ebook really quick, because of the demand for certain countries who can't get the soft cover shipped to their country, I will be providing an ebook. But I will let you know right now that the ebook is not going to be educational like the soft cover book. The ebook will have a lot of recipes, but what it will not have that the soft cover book has is that it's not going to have a lot of pictures. Like the soft cover book, my soft cover fibroid shrinking recipe book is full of pictures. The ebook is going to have not so many pictures. It's going to probably have a one picture for each section. Okay, so that's like really not a lot of pictures at all. So for all the recipes that are going to be in it, I would say like 90% of the recipes will not have pictures that will go with it. So you have to Google to find out what the picture is going to look like. So, but it's the recipes are going to be there as well as the instructions. Another thing that the ebook will have, will not have that the soft cover book has, is that it's not going to have recipes for sauces, condiments, and smoothies. Okay, there will be some smoothie recipes that are being that will be included in your breakfast, but as far as a separate smoothie section, it will not have it in the ebook. But it will have detox and fiber shrinking juices in the ebook, but it will just not have those extra items in the ebook like it does in the soft cover book. And one more thing that the ebook is not going to have that's in the soft cover book is introduction and educational sections on the do's and don'ts when it comes to food. Okay. So it's just going to, the ebook is going to be quick and to the point. And of course it's going to be much cheaper than the soft cover book. But those of you who want the soft cover book and the ebook, we will give you a special price for both. And just so you know, the recipes are going to be different. There are not duplicate recipes in both of these books. So the recipes that are in the soft cover book are different than the recipes in the ebook. So they're different recipes. So if you buy the ebook along with the soft cover book, you're going to have two different books with a host of different recipes. There's no duplication in the recipes between both books. They both have different recipes between them. So then you have the best of both worlds. You have an ebook version and you have a soft cover book version. But I'm taking in consideration that there are some areas of the world that we cannot ship to. And so I am making the ebook for those individuals who cannot receive the soft cover book through the mail. All right, beloved, I think that about sums up the whole entire book, ebook, and our soft cover book, and all done under 30 minutes. Woohoo! Yeah! I am the womb man, or the womb man. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I love you all. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen to me. And once again, thank all of the women worldwide for making this book happen. I love you all. You mean so much to me. And without you, I am nothing. And this book would not exist. So I appreciate, love you so much for being in my life and helping me make this dream come true. And with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, feel free to submit any questions if you have it. And if you want to purchase this book, go ahead and hit that buy button and you will have it sent on your way the following day. Now, with that being said, I leave you as I approach you with the blessings of love, peace, health, happiness, and prosperity. Have a good one.